Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. We've reached the middle of the week. Congratulations, and hopefully we'll get to the end of it as well. Thanks for downloading this little short podcast. And as always, my great thanks to Quantum Hypno for sponsoring the platform and enabling me to do this. Okay, I want to talk about Scotland. Now, Scotland has a reputation for giving us some of the greatest, comedians that we've ever seen. And I'm thinking of people like, for example, Mr. Billy Connolly, Stanley Baxter. There's lots of great Scots who have given us entertainment, oftentimes by pushing the limits of humour and but finding things that are funny. That's all going to come to an end, my friends, on the 1st of April, because that's when Scotland's new hate crime legislation comes into place. And I'm already seeing people on social media getting very nervous. They're very nervous because under this new legislation, essentially anything you can say, anything that you say, if it's perceived by somebody somewhere as being hate, then that's what it is. And you could be immediately visited by the police, and ultimately you could find yourself up in court and maybe even given some kind of sentence. And lest you think that, well, that's never going to happen, is it? Well, how about this? The Scottish Herald leaked training reveals that performers, as in comedians, are going to be targeted by police under the new hate crime law. Police Scotland's officers are being told that they should target actors and comedians under Scotland's new hate crime laws. And of course, you can immediately see, well, how's that going to work out for the Edinburgh Fringe then, eh? Well, of course, the Edinburgh Fringe is very woke these days. So no doubt, you know, they'll just up the quota of, anti-white cis hetero men jokes, and I'll be fine. Police Scotland won't investigate that. But my God, if you make joke about the transes, oh, you're going down, mate, for a long time, and the key's going to be thrown away. So they're targeting police, or sorry, they're targeting comedians and actors, which is going to make so much absolute nightmare. It's going to be, and yet. The Herald states that material regarded as threatening and abusive under the Hate Crime and Public Order Scotland can be communicated through a public performance of a play. Look out, Shakespeare. Some of your plays have dodgy stuff in it. So I'm afraid any actor repeating your words is in for big trouble. And, I noticed that the pathetic, this is all being driven by the SNP, Humza Yousaf and his gang. And the Scottish Tories, their response has been so meek and mild and so pathetic. They said, this appears to be at odds with the legislation, and called for the force to explain. No, Scottish Tories. This is why you're useless. This is why we want rid of all of you lot. Because the fact of the matter is that there's no place for this legislation at all. Zero place for this kind of legislation in a civilized country, and yet we're all getting it. Scotland gets it from the 1st of April, April Fool's Day. I've seen lots of people wonder. I've seen people who I admire actually, who write some really good political content, saying that from the 1st of April, they'll continue to write it, but if they get a visit from the police, that's it, they're gone. So this is how it works, my friends. This is literally free speech under real threat in Scotland, from the SNP government, and not really being properly opposed by the Conservatives as well. And what they're intending to do, as far as I can see, is threaten anyone who says. So, for example, I'm not sure if they can extend it beyond Scotland, the boundaries of Scotland. I don't think so. But it does mean in Scotland, if you say something that is critical of, in the gender wars, or if you're critical of Hamas, or you're critical of Ukraine, or you're critical of the SNP, or you're critical of welfareism, or you're critical of Islam. Sorry. Hey, Police Scotland here. Please stop that kind of thinking. We don't like it in Scotland. And that's exactly what's coming. That's exactly what's coming. Or at least that's what people fear is coming on the 1st of April. Unless people elsewhere in the UK think, phew, we've dodged a bullet. No. by 2025, 26, Northern Ireland will have exactly the same legislation. And then once Labour get in, I can assure you that Keir Starmer and the gang will move very quickly to put it in place across England and Wales as well. So in about 2 years' time, our ability to speak freely without fear or hindrance is going to be massively impeded. And it may well be that the police abandon criminal chasing criminals. They don't really do that anyway. And instead, they come after those of us here who express our opinions, our free-minded opinions on a range of issues, some of which may be in direct, disputing what the narrative is. Well, this is why I do urge you to support me if you can by buying me a coffee or whatever, because I'm not sure what fate awaits the likes of me. Everything I do it under my own name, so I can they can get me basically. In some ways, they already have, but. In Scotland, anyway, it seems to me that things like, you know, putting on, funny plays or indeed thoughtful plays that tackle issues in ways that the SNP don't like, or comedians making non-PC jokes, they're going to find life very, very difficult. And you're going to see this play out over the next 6 months or so. Just watch it happen. It means that ultimately, you know, the main achievement of the SNP will be to ban jokes. We'll be right back.